Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. David Rodriguez. He is in charge of HR. He's the C-suite guy for HR at Marriott, Marriott.com. How many different products do you guys have? We've stated a whole bunch of different kinds of Marriotts.
We've got 30 brands, everything from a Ritz-Carlton, a St. Regis, down to a Courtyard, a Fairfield Inn, of course. Our Marriott Hotel, the name of the company. So 30 different brands, across the world.
We were just at your your New Orleans property. Anyway, we were just there at one of your properties there in
Marriott or
The Ritz-Carlton is what I was trying to say. The Ritz-Carlton in New Orleans. It was great. We had a good time down there over the holidays.
My favorite.
That's a lot of brands, and folks, they have 7,000 properties. They have 700,000 assignments in those properties. David, when I talk to small business owners around the country, there's only one song that they sing when I ask them about the first thing that's on their mind. Now, over the years, when I've asked them that, it's been taxes, it's been regulation, it's been health care. For the decade of this millennia, it was healthcare. Today, there's only one song they sing, and that is, we can't find qualified people, and it's invariable. There is no exception to what I just said when I talk to people. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's a noisy world out there. You know, it's low unemployment, certainly in the United States, and it's noisy. And what I mean by noisy is that, you know, through social media, there's just a lot of information out there, a lot of disinformation. You really have to find a way to get your company to stand out. Now, for a company like Marriott that's large and across the entire United States, it's about our presence on social media and making it easy for prospective employees to find us. So we have this great career site that gets millions of visits each year. That's part of our the way we do it. But it's also about the reputation you have out there. And, you know, for instance, in Marriott's case, we've been on Fortune's Best Places to Work list for every year since the list came out, since 1998. And that's what people look for. I think it's important for businesses to find, whether you're a small business, medium, or large, find a way to stand out from the rest of the crowd. And think about what people are looking for these days. And I boil it down to three things, right? Now, obviously, they're looking to get a job and make a living and pay their bills, sure. But beyond that, they're looking for opportunity, right? They're looking for a place that's not just going to treat them as a worker, but a place that's going to respect them and where they have an opportunity to move up. Opportunity. People are looking for opportunity. They're looking for community. They're looking for a workplace that's known to be a place where you make friends, where people work well together. People look for
community. What you're saying, David, is that you can't wait till you need someone to go looking for somebody these days and expect to find a qualified person. If you're not already nurturing that prospective base of employee, of future employees, if you're not already nurturing that with your values, with the culture, which is what you spend a lot of time talking about, if people don't already know that about you, it's going to be a hard world finding good employees these days, isn't it?
It really is the secret to the whole, to the game, right? Because if you're not nurturing that culture and that reputation, then you're in there fighting elbow to elbow with just about every other company.
Mm-hmm.
The smart companies are saying, long before I meet the workers, I'm going to build a culture that I feel proud of. I'm going to make sure that people in my local market know about it, And that's going to be the magnet that helps me to pull people towards my business as opposed to others. You really got to get ahead of the game.
When you, I only got about 30 seconds. How are you guys doing hiring the young folks, the millennials? I know you got a lot of those folks coming on the job now, don't you?
Biggest portion of our workforce actually are millennials, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
You know, what we find is millennials, boomers, they all look for the same thing I just mentioned. They look for opportunity, they look for community, and they look for purpose. They want to feel proud of the company. If you're doing that well, you're going to be able to hire across all the different demographics.
That's well said, David. I've got to wrap it up. We've come to the end of our visit today. Will you come back again another day? You've got a lot more to teach us.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. David Rodriguez, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Dr. David Rodriguez. He's with Marriott. He's in charge of HR there with Marriott. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.